to the Liabotza Podcast. Conversations with musicians and characters from the Shanghai music scene, hosted by Theo Croker. In this episode, Theo chats with jazz guitarist Greg Smith. And now, here's your host, Theo Croker.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Liabotza. Mr. Greg Smith, great guitarist and guru of gigs, and you can see him every night at the Cotton Club for the last 10 years.
11 years.
That is what you call keeping a gig. So today we're going to talk to Greg. Greg, how you doing?
I'm good, John.
Say what's up to Liabotza, everybody.
Hey, Liabotza. Welcome.
All right, Greg, so tell me where you're from and like how you got into music.
Well, I grew up in Utah in the States, and I always loved music from an early age. My mother was a singer in a big band jazz outfit back in the late 40s. And
cool.
So I grew up listening to, you know, hearing jazz and good music in the house all the time. And my father was a viola player, too. Oh. So.
Nice.
They both, my father became a pediatrician, my mother's a nurse also, but they have good music backgrounds. And my older brother is a wizard mandolin player, and he's really who got me started playing. I think when I was 11 or 12, he bought me a guitar and threw me a few chords, and then I kind of took it from there, you know, did couple of the high school bands, all that, and
you're always drawn to the blues.
Always drawn to the blues. I mean, I was playing, you know, Carter Rock back in those days, but I always had an affinity for the blues, even though I didn't really know where that came from. It somehow resonated. So,
and how was it? What was it like playing music in Utah?
Yeah, it was. It had its own little niche, and we kind of, you know, did our own thing the way we wanted, when I got to, you know, in college age and that band, and you know, we started playing clubs a little more, and there's a little bit of a scene, good little live music scene in Salt Lake and all. So,
like, socially, were there problems with the kind of music you were
playing? It didn't have to be. I mean, that could arise, but it really, really wasn't an issue.
Cool.
Because it didn't need to be.
Cool.
No.
Very cool. So Greg, how did you end up coming to Shanghai?
Well, one of the folks I played with back in Utah off and on, it was Matt Harding. He was out here in 96, I believe, was the first time he came, and he was tooling around, and we were both doing Planet Hops at the same time. I was living in Moscow then, and we'd always kind of keep in touch, and when we were in Utah at the same time for a few weeks, whatever, we gigged together, and then he came back out here in 97 to gig at Old Blues and Jazz
on
Sinon Road, the original one, and then he got approached to help open this up, the Cotton Club, and he called me up and said, why don't you come and play for a couple months, and so I think he had been here two or three months, and I came out in, this was January of 98, and stayed for two, and then 4 months, and then six, and then he left, and I said, all right, well, I'll help the transition, you know, the new folks, and what's going on, and I never left.
So how did you, so you're one of the starters of the Cotton Club, right?
Yeah.
How did that come about, that whole process?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was brought in also when it was starting, but Matt was approached by our guy Tony Huang here, and he said, and he already had this space, and he says, well, why don't we just make it, you know, another live jazz or blues club or whatever, and Matt said, all right, what the hell.
Has it been challenging keeping that going? Or?
Yeah, it's been challenging, but it's been a great time. You know, because that's the main thing. We all love playing, and we've always got folks like you coming through town and keep it interesting and keep us excited. and motivated.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point, you know, just loving it.
Yeah, it's the most consistent venue in town.
Yeah, in that sense.
You know what you're gonna
you
get.
Know what you're gonna get.
And you get it. You're never going, they didn't do it tonight, or it's some weird tonight it's Chinese blues. It doesn't happen. It is what it is. So you were invited to Shanghai.
Yeah.
And you first came in 98.
98.
How has the music environment, how has that changed since you've been here?
Well, it's grown like significantly since then. I mean, there was very little going on musically in the city. I mean, there are a few Filipino bands about, and some of the conservatory cats were playing music, really not much else than that. So it's really grown, you know. Blues and jazz reopened, and then Jay-Z came along, and the CJWs, and you know, it's been other clubs like at the Portman, and so the other musicians are coming in, and a lot of the Overland folks like you come in and stayed, and so the scene has just grown. And they said the level of talent is just grown exponentially. I mean, it's been great. I remember I was lamenting with Joel and reminiscing the other day. Years ago, you know, if our drummer couldn't make it or something was going on, we couldn't find anybody else. There wasn't anybody else there. You know, we are in a city of 20 million people. We can't find a decent drummer. So that's changed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still relatively small, though, the number
of it's still
considering how big
the city is.
And the music scene, considering how many clubs there are. It still happens a lot, actually.
Yeah.
No bass player.
Yeah.
So then you still call a keyboard player that can play both.
Right, right.
And without him, it's, man, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Yeah. So where do you foresee the growth, like, taking Shanghai? Do you see, like... as far as like the audience and the artists, like, what do you think is there in the future?
Well, I think the music's appreciated, and that's the number one thing. Because a lot of cities throughout the world, really, there's not a big appreciation for live music. So that's a good thing, and I think it can only build on that.
Right.
And especially from the locals' perspective, because I remember in the early days, you get quite a few coming in, but they didn't really know what to expect or see, and then they'd watch us, and they'd just go and kind of like, wow, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then you'd see them coming back,
right?
And you'd see them moving a little bit, and said, all right, now they're understanding. Yeah. So it's kind of spreading the gospel in a way.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, and it feels like.
Yeah.
So, do you think it will continue to grow? Do you think it's reaching its maximum? Do you think?
Yeah, I think as the city continues to grow, it will. We'll see. You know, the city doesn't stop. So
no,
I think for now, it's not the music and the growth that way, and almost every aspect of life in the city just keeps growing. So I think for the foreseeable future, anyway, it's going to keep growing.
Anyway,
we've got the festivals going on now, and they get bigger every year.
Yeah.
And
What about outside of the blues scene? What are some of the things that you like to, like? What are some of the other music going on in town that you like to?
Well,
check out?
As you know, I mean, you can see me at Jay-Z at least three nights a week.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always down there after here or more, and so I love see the music going on there, watching you and y'all play, and Alec, all his nuttiness, and if I can catch the big band, you know, that's a great thing to see, and the jams on Saturday. Sometimes those are really
the
good.
The ones that go till Sunday morning.
Yeah,
it's just about time to go to church. Right,
that's right.
Perfect timing.
That's right.
So, do you have any recordings out, Greg? Or have you done?
Yeah, we've done one with Ginger, the singer, sings with us on Thursday here. We're gearing up to record with Sugar Mama as well.
Looking forward to
probably starting later this month, we'll get into that.
Cool. And when do you expect that to be finished?
By the end of the year.
Okay.
Knock on wood, we're going to get it done.
And what's next for you, Greg? What do you see yourself doing in the next couple of years?
Well, that's...
You are the guru of having a gig.
Yeah. I mean, gigging will probably continue. There's always little changes, and somewhere along the line, some big change is coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know every... I don't always plan.
Right.
You know, I do as much planning as I need to.
Right.
And then I just anticipate what comes.
Nice.
And then when it comes, whatever shift happens, then I'll take that shift. If it's out of here, or if it's doing something different, or building on, or, you know, we'll see.
Do you have any kind of like a specific technique you use on the guitar, or like any kind of gear you're really into, or something
Well, the technique, I don't play with picks, so they've always kind of been foreign to me. I'll use them on occasion, but rarely, and I just like playing finger style. And I studied classical guitar formally for a couple of years,
okay,
and that really kind of influenced my style of play, and. You know, I know I'm pretty traditional in the choice of instruments, like the old Gibsons and the old Fender amp. My number one setup is a guitar that's 6 years old, and the amp is over 40.
Wow, so, very classic.
Yeah.
And if you don't know Greg, it's before the video comes out. Greg is a very classic fella. So, yeah. The blues guru. Well, Greg. My favorite question. What is your dream band? If you could have any band you want, put together any band you want, who would you put in your band?
And I would be playing with them.
Yeah. Or if you just wanted to produce the record. Or,
okay.
Or whatever playing with them means to you.
Well, can they be dead?
Yes. Yes, that makes it easier. Yes, they can be dead.
Okay. Well, I'd love to see something done with Robert Johnson.
Oh.
He usually played on his own, or always did, but maybe throw in T-Bone Walker with him, and maybe James Jamerson on bass.
Okay.
I don't know.
I want to produce.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. And who on drums? I guess I have to think about the drummer. You know, maybe George Raines. He's a Texas drummer, just a good thumping shuffler. He's played with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan primarily.
Nice.
And I used to watch him in Austin, and he just had that train shuffle.
Yeah.
He did it better than anyone.
Yeah.
So there's my guitar heavy band.
No singer.
Oh yeah. Well, Robert Johnson would sing.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool, man. Yeah. Well, Greg, thanks for coming out. Thanks for talking to us at Live Buzu. Is there a place where? Well, you know, you can see Greg for the last 11 years, and hopefully the next 11 years at the Cotton Club on Wahailu and Fuxinglu every night but Monday, 9:45.
That's right.
At least 9:45. Yeah. Three sets of glorious blues. Blues. Yeah. And, do you have a MySpace or anything like that? I don't think gurus have MySpace.
No, I'm not a MySpace.
So, you, Greg, you have to get off your ass and come see.
You gotta find me live.
It's that simple. But you know where he is, so, everybody. So, Greg, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Check him out. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Laia Bozza podcast. Tune in next week for more interviews from Theo Croker and Laia Bozza. Be sure to check out laiabozza.com for music reviews from Shanghai's live music scene, reviews of albums from around the world, editor's picks for weekend shows, and more. That's laiabozza.com.
in metal.
You brought your apparatus with you?
I did not.
But why not? It must be lodged in the most impregnable vault in this building until we're ready to start manufacture.
I intend to supervise the manufacture myself.
But you offered it to our government for our use.
I still offer it to your government, but no one else will know the secrets involved. I have devised a plan to guard my invention.